Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you. Good morning. It is Thursday, 16th day of May, 2024. 16th of May. If my grandfather were alive today, he'd be 123 years old. And you have a great show ahead of you. I hope you'll stick around and share in the conversations that we have today. Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner in studio and going to visit with us in just a moment. What are people talking about today? Well, that SWAT raid on an alleged drug dealer's home in Muncie, where they recovered a great deal of fentanyl, I understand. People are still talking about yesterday's Indianapolis 500 practice. They were able to get in some laps after a lot of rain out, and 48 Red Lobster locations are closing. Which ones? We don't know yet. I hope none around here, because I know a lot of people enjoy dining at those establishments. And then, of course, headlining the news as well, Muncie doctor pleading guilty to Medicaid fraud and other charges. We'll get to those a little bit later on. Special surprise this hour. If you just tuned in, I'm not the surprise. I am Brett Busby. I'm setting in for Steve Lindell, who is in Uganda. The surprise is we're going to hear from Steve a little bit later on in the show this morning. Right now, guest at hand, and I won't take any more of your time with headlines, Sheriff Tony Skinner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. We're all about the headlines.
You did something that I had not done as we were getting ready to go on the air. You picked up your phone and said, "Where is Uganda?"
I had to look. I didn't know.
Well, Steve probably knows better than any of us right now where Uganda is. But that's, Uganda's not in your patrol jurisdiction, is it?
No, it's not. Central Africa is not in our bailiwick.
Okay, well, Steve will tell us maybe what law enforcement is like over there. I assume there is some.
You'd think there probably has to be a little bit, but not much.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing from him a little bit later on. What's on the sheriff's desk these days? You have never a boring day in what you do.
No, it's different. It's different from day to day and month to month. But we've got, we've got budgets coming up. We've got some things on the radar with our specialized units, our narcotics unit, SWAT unit. It's just different every day. Yeah.
Well, and like you said, specialized units, and that's just the thing, because everybody starts out as a police officer, the basics, pinning on a badge and getting to know the roads in Delaware County.
Sure.
And interacting with citizens. But then along in the career comes the opportunity to do something besides that. And that requires special training, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it's funny you say that, because I had that exact conversation with a father over at Ball State a few weeks ago. Yeah, he said his daughter wanted to go into, CSI work. And I said, it's not really like it is on TV, where you just get a job and get hired as a, a crime scene investigator or a detective. You have to learn the job first. And then, if you excel at your job, then you'll be selected for one of those specialty positions, correct? But it's certainly not like it is on TV.
We've had that conversation with Indiana State Police Sergeant Scott Keegan before, and that is the fact that, first of all, you learn the basics and then you go into those specialties. And, of course, they have some specialties that other departments don't, helicopter pilots and things like that.
Yeah.
But what are some of the specialty divisions? You touched on them slightly, narcotics and SWAT. What are some of the other specialties that somebody might find themselves doing if they're wearing a Delaware County uniform?
Sure. So we have, like we said, a SWAT team. We have a canine division, investigators, high-tech crimes unit. We have instructors. Most law enforcement agencies have instructors, and they could be what's called a general instructor, where they teach classes and state mandates and things like that. But we also have specialized instructors that teach survival tactics, firearms, and emergency vehicle operations. We used to have a dive team. We're not active in that anymore. But we have a lot of specialties in our agency. Most people don't think about Delaware County being a large county, but we are about the 15th largest county in the state population-wise. So other sheriff's offices look at us, as a fairly large county. Yeah.
And budget figures into all of this. You mentioned budget a few moments ago because the budget, you're only able to have so much money on your plate, and you have to decide how to divvy that up.
Yes. So the county council, they fix the budget once a year, and then we have to play within those boundaries. Yeah, when it comes to personnel, equipment, training, it all is set by the council, and even the jail with meals and medical and personnel, equipment and training for them also. But the sheriff's office is the largest budget in the county. We make up about 25% of the whole county budget.
Now, many times a lot of people criticize the way that money is spent within a government entity, and I'm sure that it's no different with yours. I know that in years past, sheriffs have been able to borrow from Peter to pay Paul and then put that money back within different budgets. What about commissary funds of the inmates? Is that a discretionary budget that you're able to manipulate?
So it's only... it's limited discretionary, and what I mean by that is last year we came to an agreement with the county council, we being the sheriff's office, me, where they actually passed an ordinance on things that I'm allowed to spend commissary money on. So for those of you listening, commissary money, when inmates in the jail, when they buy Snicker bars, potato chips, writing utensils, any number of things, we make a small profit on that, and that goes into a commissary fund. So the sheriff is allowed to spend money out of that commissary. The overwhelming majority of that money is spent on equipment. A lot of it goes to training, and then some of it goes to contracts. We just bought 6 new police cars, and about 5 of those were paid for through commissary. So, it's a big benefit for us, and it does save the county a lot of money on things that they would be purchasing for us otherwise.
And those police cars are specially equipped with all kinds of things. Of course, the radio equipment, the radars and
sure.
such. So
yep.
It costs a lot to outfit one.
They do cost a lot to outfit. When you get into lights and radios and markings, they're pretty expensive, yeah.
A lot of things in the news that may or may not relate to your agency, but certainly they relate to what you do, and that is, of course, first of all, the SWAT raid on an alleged drug dealer's home just within the past 48 hours. Muncie police involved in that. I don't know whether your agency had any involvement in that or not, but drug dealers are being held accountable. I've heard you say that that is something that is going to be a fact going forward, drug dealers being held accountable.
Yeah, I love it when I hear stories like that. No, we were not involved in that, but our guys have had our SWAT team and our investigators have had a very busy year so far, and that's a good thing. When I hear stories about Muncie Police or the State Police or any other county or city agency that's doing drug raids, I sleep better at night knowing that, especially when they got that much fentanyl off of the streets. So, good for them.
Well, and I can tell you, because I frequently do interviews with Special Agent in Charge of Indianapolis, Gannon, at the DEA, I will tell you that in past conversations I've had with him in interviews, he can't say enough good about the Delaware County guys.
Great. I appreciate that. Pass on my thank yous.
Indeed. We are on Delaware County today. It's 14 minutes after 8 o'clock if you're listening live. Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner in with us today. It is Police Week.
It is, yes.
And a lot of people express their appreciation, but I think that a lot of people take for granted what police do, Sheriff. And while you are the sheriff, a lot of people don't recognize the fact that you have kind of a dual responsibility, and that is serving the jail and the courts as well as protecting the citizens of Delaware County. Let's talk about Police Week and some of the things that citizens have been doing to show their appreciation.
Sure. We've had a handful of companies that, you know, bring us in gifts to the sheriff's office. Excuse me. I see it on Facebook where other police agencies receive things like, yesterday we got a couple of boxes of Texas Roadhouse rolls, and those are wonderful, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
Cookies, things like that. Most of them are snack type things, but we appreciate the community when they do things like that. I've never been to Washington, D.C. for Police Week, and I've got two more years in office after this year, so I'd like to make it out there. I do have a childhood friend that I grew up with that was killed in the line of duty in Spartanburg, South Carolina, so I'd really like to go out and see his name on the wall one time. Yeah, but we do appreciate the folks that go out of their way to, you know, to thank us or whatever. We don't get into this profession for thanks or for glory. Most of us, it's a calling, but you know, it is nice to hear that. We appreciate that.
Well, and my understanding, you don't get into it for the big bucks either.
Everybody knows that.
Indeed. Well, again, our appreciation for what you and all of your men and women do to serve our community. The jail is a big responsibility.
Yep.
The road patrol is a big responsibility. And is there an hour that your phone doesn't ring?
There is. I get some time. I've got a very active administration and, you know, very effective leaders in each of those positions. So by the time something gets to me, it's a pretty big deal. But I'm very happy with how we're running right now. We still have a few openings. So if anybody out there is listening, would like to get into law enforcement or would like to, you know, to wear the brown, reach out to us. Come and get an application, and we'll put you through the process. Love to have you.
What is that process like?
Sure. So our hiring process is now open at any time. We used to do, like, you know, we'll have a hiring process in January, and then we wouldn't have another one for a year. But, you know, the things have changed. The dynamics have changed in law enforcement. So now, as long as we have openings, if somebody turns in an application, we will send them through an individual process, which includes a physical fitness test, a written test, a psychological test, a background, excuse me, a background investigation, oral interviews, both with the sheriff's panel and with our merit board. That's the majority of everything. 21 years or older, high school diploma or equivalency, no felony convictions, of good moral standards. You know, we do a pretty thorough background check. So we're looking for good people that want to give back and want to serve their community.
And then once you say hired, you just hand them the uniform and a car?
No, that's not how it works. Our FTO process takes about 4 to 6 months. They also have to go through the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. That's another 16 weeks. We send them to the academy down in Plainfield. So they're pretty much going to spend most of their first year in some sort of training or another. If they've got experience, if they come from a reserve organization or they're a lateral transfer from another department, obviously that is streamlined and it's usually a lot faster. But for somebody who's green, right off, you know, quote-unquote right off the streets, if they don't have any experience, they can expect to spend the majority of their first year in training.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Are there any questions I haven't asked, things that we ought to be talking
You've
about?
You've asked
right
a
now?
Lot of questions. No, I like it. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Well, Steve Lindell has taught me. So,
right.
You know, we're going to hear from Steve Lindell coming up in a little bit. He's in Uganda. We'll be hearing a report from him that he filed for Emily and myself. Emily in the command center here, making things go smoothly.
Hi, Emily.
He did not mention law enforcement in this first report. So I don't know. That may be something that we'll hear a little
bit. I'll deal
later
with him later about that.
Okay, very good. Sheriff, I always enjoy the opportunity to get to sit down.
I appreciate it.
I knew that we could unfold these conversations into a full hour, but you're a busy guy, and we respect the time that you give us. Sure do appreciate your stopping by, and I look forward to our next visit.
Well, thank you. Have a great day. Appreciate
Sheriff
it.
Sheriff Tony Skinner, Delaware County Sheriff, stopping by to visit with us this morning, 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, if you're listening to us live. Coming up, we'll be listening to the words from Steve Lindell from Uganda as he shares his experience with us coming up in just a little bit. You're listening to the Talk of Muncie at 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, play WMUN.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back, but you can stop your losses by diversifying into a gold IRA from my friends at Birch Gold Group. To learn more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. That's SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
Want to hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very much. Word of the day, we're going to sneak that in just ahead of Steve Lindell and hearing from him from Uganda. Word of the day today is a word that I don't like hearing. Many of us don't. And I know that for some, it's not as big of a deal. And conversely, something I don't understand, a word that can mean something so negative can also be something beautiful. Yeah, how does that happen? The word today is cataract. Cataract. And this comes off of the Word of the Day calendar that Brother Pat Lindell gave to Steve Lindell, and he employs it daily. And I know sometimes he puts people to the test to see if they know the definition of those words. Emily, I don't know if you know the meaning of cataract. You do. Do you know it has multi-purpose meaning? There's more than one definition to cataract. What's your understanding?
I actually didn't, but I did kind of cheat this morning and look at the calendar. So I already was kind of aware.
All right. So you know that The number one definition, one that I don't like to hear about, and I've heard this a few times when I go to my optometrist. I don't like to hear the word cataract, a clouding of the lens of the eye or of its surrounding transparent membrane obstructing the passage of light. That's the number one meaning. The other meaning is waterfall or steep rapids in a river, a downpour and flood. Cataract is something that I've started hearing, and that gives away the fact that I am aging a little bit when I go to my eye doctor and she looks in there and says, it's not time for surgery yet, but I want you to know one of these days. So,
yeah, I didn't know it had any other meanings, though. I've never heard it used in the other.
I've heard of, if you look it up, there is Cataract Falls, which is a waterfall, and I often wondered, you know, is that just a name given or what? Cataract Falls is actually a beautiful place to visit. Think I've been there, as a matter of fact, in some of my travels. So I'll choose to go with the more positive definition of that word, being a waterfall instead of impairment of light entry into your eye.
I definitely agree.
Keep it on the positive side. All right. Do you ever ride small airplanes? You ever been in a small four-passenger, six-passenger plane?
I've only been on a plane twice in my life, so no.
Okay. You've never been on a small prop plane?
No.
Well, the noise that we're hearing in the background here is a small passenger airplane. It indeed is the airplane that Steve Lindell has been on traveling to Uganda. And after he heard this noise, he filed this report for your listening pleasure here on WMUN. Steve?
Well, good morning to you, Brett Busby and Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center. From far, far away in Arua, Uganda, Steve Lindell here, sitting in my accommodations for the next almost 2 weeks. The travel here was long, but fruitful. We got where we needed to go. I've shared some photos and even some video with my friend Thomas Peake. He may be able to share some of those on the social media for WMUN and Woof Boom Radio. We're here for Radio Pachus, part of our radio alliance, as it were, for learning from them, and in some cases, I suppose, we're able to teach them some things that we do in the States that they do not do or maybe are not able to do here in Arua, Uganda. So far, we've had some great gatherings, some unbelievable conversations. I got yesterday a tour of their facility, which is powered predominantly by solar. In fact, it is so impressive, this solar facility they put together, that they actually have an overage of power produced by their solar panels in a field that is on their property here at Radio Pachus. I'll tell you more about that when we have another chance to, but for I think today is Thursday, May the 16th. It's hard to keep track. We will begin with a gathering in their production studio, a mass. I look forward to being with friends in that facility for that event. And then we will depart for what they call community dialogue. We will arrive at Rhino Camp Simbili Refugee Settlement. Sorry about that. The refugee part of their work is obviously really important because that's what Radio Pachus is all about, to not talk to only refugees, but the citizens of northern Uganda, and also to help with these refugees and refugee settlements that we'll tell you about in the days to come as well. It's called Community Dialogue. They basically and simply listen to people, citizens, refugees, and others, what their trials and triumphs and tribulations are, and then try to help. They record this session, and then they prepare the audio for airing, and it actually is used on their four radio stations in the days to come. So that's part of our event planning today. There's a lot more than just that, but I did want to share with you just a quick little item here for what the plan is today. And we'll try to give you some more of these reports, Brett, as we move through the next couple of weeks. Very honored to be representing Woof Boom Radio, Jay Chapman, you too, Brett, Emily, and all the rest of our staff as we interact, interface, and learn and understand the plight of people and a society here that you really can't know and understand and get until you're in the middle of it. And I am most certainly in the middle of it, and proudly so. Reporting from Arua, Uganda, on the campus of Radio Pachus, I'm Steve Lindell for WMUN Radio.
All right, Steve, thank you very kindly. Very good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to hearing more from Steve Lindell as he continues his adventure in Arua, Uganda. Pleased to hear him sharing that with us. The airplane noise, as a matter of fact, he sent pictures of that. It was a small 6 or 8 passenger airplane, and he described the ride there, took some pictures, and you'll probably see that on social media a little bit later on. Maybe Tom will get those up as well. We are looking ahead to tomorrow. We'll have MCHS Principal Chris Walker in with us talking about Muncie school stuff. And we have maybe some other guests scheduled for tomorrow. We'll see what pans out there. And then, of course, next week, Greg Pence, Sue Arrington, Congresswoman Spartz, Ball State President Mearns, and who knows what else. That's the lineup for next week yet here as well. Coming up here in just a few moments, we'll check in on your latest news summary as well. That all coming up, and a lot more of what you need to know and what you want to know on the Talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and I stumbled over that. Alexa, play WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs, and never hearing back? Job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I was afraid to cut the cord, but once I did, I couldn't believe it took so long to do it. Paying too much for my cable bill had become a bad habit. I either wasn't getting what I wanted or never knew where to find any of my favorite shows until it was too late. Plus, the prices just kept going up. Thankfully, I discovered a new way to watch, called Philo. For just $25 a month, I can catch all my favorite shows on networks like BET, MTV, and TLC. It even has Nickelodeon for my kids. I can watch anytime I want, anywhere I want. Plus, Philo lets me have up to 3 streams at once, so everyone can watch what they want at the same time. Throw in the unlimited DVR that saves all my favorites for up to a year, and this really is the best deal in TV. I just wish I hadn't waited so long. Sound too good to be true? Well, try it out for yourself, and you'll see why people who love TV love Philo. Go to philo.tv, that's philo.tv, and start your 7-day free trial now.
I love a beautiful lawn, and I have a beautiful lawn, but I didn't always, until I discovered True Green. And now I've got the best looking lawn in the neighborhood thanks to True Green. They manage fertilizer, aeration, weed, and pest control. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, sign up by May 28th and save more than $200 when you bundle lawn care and mosquito. Visit TrueGreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. That's TrueGreen.com. Restrictions apply.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pinzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $34.99.
Get in the zone. And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in the zone. And I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Listen, can you hear that?
The wedding bells?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah, I do. It's bachelorette party season at
After Dark.
Tis the season for everything bridal, and making sure your party starts at After Dark is vital. After Dark is your one stop to make the bachelorette party hop.
After Dark.
Get all of your spicy bachelorette party supplies in one place and make it a night to remember. After Dark is locally owned with the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, and party favors in the area. Looking for gifts that'll turn that gown upside down? After Dark is the place. The best kind of party is the one that starts at
After Dark.
With 3 locations on Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson and Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. To top it off, they're hiring. Apply in person at any location. Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Now on the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m., let's take a look at your news summary for today. Indiana American Water is conducting water main flushing in its Muncie service area now through July 15th. Expect crews to be in area neighborhoods between 8 and 4 most days, weather permitting. The company conducts annual maintenance programs to assure high-quality water service and that fire hydrants are operational. No interruptions in service anticipated, and you could experience a slight drop in water pressure or temporary discoloration. You should refrain from doing laundry during the time when the program is taking place near your neighborhood. Yorktown Concerts will fill the air with music again this summer, says town manager Chase Bruton.
Our Chamber of Commerce does a really good job of funding our entire concert series, and that's all sponsor-based, so that's actually starting on the 31st of May, and then every Friday until the end of August, we have a concert going on our Civic Green.
That's from Wednesday's Delaware County Today. Hear the entire conversation now on WMUNMuncie.com. A popular grocery chain is recalling one of its products across the state due to a possible salmonella risk. Sasha Nixon has more.
Salmonella is a bacterial infection that often leads to diarrhea, fevers, and cramps. Thankfully, most people who get sick heal on their own within a few days of showing symptoms. But if you recently got a Happy Farms cream cheese spread from Aldi, you may want to throw it away or return it in order to stay totally safe. Most affected products have sell-by dates between August 30th and September 15th. Sasha Nixon, Network Indiana.
A new editor is coming to the Muncie Star Press. Virginia Black will lead news operations at the Lafayette Journal and Courier, the Star Press in Muncie, and the Palladium Item in Richmond. As editor, Black hopes to help rebuild the close bonds that the Star Press once had with the community, providing Muncie with important, impactful journalism. Black starts her new position June 3rd and will be based in Lafayette, according to a Star Press report. Drivers are reacting to their first full day of ramp metering on the southeast side of Indianapolis. Kurt Darling reports.
A stretch of I-465 between 65 and 70 is the first stretch of interstate in Indiana that has ramp metering, stoplights that signal when you can and can't merge. It's meant to prevent traffic jams, but many drivers were not a fan of it on Tuesday.
It's going to create a lot of traffic backed up on the on-ramp.
I've done it in other cities and I didn't care for it.
Talking to Wish TV, NDOT reminding you that if you come across ramp metering systems, that you have to pull all the way up to it in order to trigger the traffic signal. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Beech Grove Cemetery's 152nd Annual Memorial Day Ceremony will be held in the American Legion section Monday, May the 27th at 11 a.m. The Blackford County Development Corporation has 10 separate parcels of real estate up for bids. Bidding will be accepted for the next 30 days. You'll need to complete a bid form. For more info, contact City Hall in Hartford City. A recent study shows the types of jobs people in Indiana are looking for, and Sam Fritz has more.
Research conducted by the organization Class Central revealed that a phlebotomist is the job that Hoosiers want most, with over 4,000 Google searches per month. The results come from Google Trend data that focused on job search terms. Ranking just behind phlebotomists were flight attendants and welders, both shy of 4,000 monthly searches, and then nurses and teachers rounded out the top five. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
A physician who operated a pain clinic in Muncie has pleaded guilty to four criminal charges. 62-year-old William Perry Hedrick pled guilty Monday to unlawful dispensation of controlled substances, Medicaid fraud, obstruction of justice, and harassment. Hedrick's medical office on Fox Ridge Lane, known as Indiana Pain Center, opened in July 2013. Authorities allege that his Indiana clinics contributed to the deaths of eight people by overprescribing pain medications. You may have noticed American flags flown at half-staff yesterday. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb directed flags be flown at half-staff on Wednesday from sunrise to sunset in honor of the Peace Officers Memorial and Police Officer Week. The governor had also requested Indiana businesses and residents lower their flags to half-staff as well. Corn-fed roller derby gearing up for a small-town smackdown in June. But first, this weekend, they invite you to a fundraiser to support the organization. Debbie and Ivy were in studio yesterday for WMUN's Delaware County Today. And about Saturday's event, Debbie told us,
every penny that we earn from this fundraiser and from other things that we do, sponsorships, goes right back into the league.
It's a bowling tournament this Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. at Muncie Lanes, 601 East 26th Street in Muncie. CornFedRollerDerby.com has more info. He shot and killed a man in March.
And he was only 13 when he did it. I'm Ryan Hedrick. Prosecutors in Grant County are charging Zayden Guy as an adult. His case was moved to adult court last month, but it's rare for the state to try these cases. There were only two kids tried as adults last year, and both were 14. Police say Guy robbed someone at a Circle K in March. The kid's mother says they're trying to hire an attorney to represent him. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
WTHR is reporting American Idol winner and Grammy nominee Jordan Sparks is going to perform the national anthem ahead of the greatest spectacle in racing at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. IMS announced that multi-platinum singer, songwriter, and actress will be singing before the start of the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500 presented by Gainbridge Sunday, May 26th. And Second Harvest Food Bank has launched an innovative mobile market program. It's similar to a food truck but can pop up in a smaller parking lot and accommodate the needs of smaller communities. The mobile market mainly offers a variety of produce and frozen proteins. Second Harvest is coordinating the market to distribute in the evening and on Saturdays. 8:42 right now if you're listening to us live on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. After about 30 hours of continuous rain delay, drivers who will attempt to qualify for the Indy 500 got to finally spend some significant time out on the oval yesterday. It was a day mostly dedicated to seeing what each respective team had in their equally respective machines for the week leading up to qualifying. That means a lot of groups and traffic running to see how cars held up in race trim. Scott McLaughlin turned in the quickest lap yesterday at 229.493. Indiana's hospital costs are among the top in the nation. As a matter of fact, we rank in the top 10 for the cost of hospitals. That's an issue that a lot of people are addressing, but it's also an issue that a lot of factors contribute to.
Indiana has the eighth highest prices for care at hospitals, according to a recent RAND survey. The nonpartisan think tank says hospital consolidation, among other things, is the reason why. Brian Briscombe with RAND tells Wish TV that it's also a reason why wage growth in Indiana has been slow.
We get compensated partially by our salary and partially by our benefits. If our benefits cost more and more, that just leaves less money left to pay your salary.
The Indiana Hospital Association claims that the numbers from RAND are skewed. Kurt Darling, Network Indiana.
Well, and of course, as I said before Kurt's report, a lot of factors figure into that. Now, one of the things that obviously we hear about, Medicaid fraud. That's what a doctor in Muncie pleaded guilty to just earlier this week. Dr. Hedrick pleading guilty to Medicaid fraud. That doesn't help health care costs. Something else, St. Vincent Ascension in the process right now of recovering from a ransomware attack. Things like this all affect our health care costs. And the list could go on. I could fill the rest of the hour with reasons for health care costs rising like they do in Indiana. Speaking of health care, let's check in with Fox News and get a look at the latest health care report with this.
This is House Call for Health. Hearing loss can be caused by a number of factors. The National Institutes of Health says that can include certain health conditions in older people, ear infections, and brain injuries. But no matter the cause, if left untreated, hearing loss can lead to other issues that can dramatically alter people's lives. Health experts say delayed treatment of hearing loss could result in social isolation or even impact the quality of a person's social interactions. And that isolation can increase someone's risk for heart disease, stroke, depression, and an earlier death. It's believed in the U.S. alone, nearly 29 million adults could benefit from using hearing aids. More than 5 million kids and teens ages 6 to 19 and roughly 26 million adults ages 20 to 69 have permanent hearing damage from exposure to excessive noise, according to CDC data. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
WMUN's Talk of Muncie, and this is Delaware County Today, 14 before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you just tuned in, Steve Lindell is on assignment. He's in Arua, Uganda. If you didn't hear the report from him a little bit later or a little bit earlier, you can later on tune in to WMUNMuncie.com on the net and play back the segments of today's show, and you'll be able to hear that report from Steve that he filed from Uganda. We'll be back with the home stretch of Delaware County Today. Coming up in just a moment, the talk of Muncie 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and Alexa, say play WMUN.
Listen, can you hear that?
The wedding bells?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah, I do. It's bachelorette party season at
After Dark.
Tis the season for everything bridal, and making sure your party starts at After Dark is vital. After Dark is your one stop to make the bachelorette party hop.
After Dark.
Get all of your spicy bachelorette party supplies in one place and make it a night to remember. After Dark is locally owned with the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, and party favors in the area. Looking for gifts that'll turn that gown upside down? After Dark is the place. The best kind of party is the one that starts at
After Dark.
With three locations on Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson and Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. To top it off, they're hiring. Apply in person at any location. Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark.
Get the best quality outdoor supplies now at Menards. Whether you're a bird enthusiast or simply enjoy the sight and sounds of nature, our Enchanted Garden Black Oil Sunflower Seed Bird Food is a must-have year-round. Black Oil Sunflower Seed is on sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of pet and wildlife items in store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Morgan here from the 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and Grandview Golf Club in Anderson. You've heard us say our menu has something for everyone. Well, we decided to add more favorites to the menu, including our new baby back ribs and summer cocktails featuring the Desert Pear Margarita and Blood Orange Margarita. And with the warmer weather here, we invite you to enjoy our patio in downtown Muncie. The 1925 Pub House at the Courtyard and at Grandview Golf Club in Anderson, proud to be a six-time medalist in the 2023 Muncie's Quest for the Best. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hi, this is Pete Dahl with Sheriff Goslin Roofing. Spring is here, and along with much warmer, beautiful weather, Indiana is also going to be hit with spring storms. Wind, hail, and extreme downpours pose a challenge to your home, and we're here to help. Our roof and gutter systems will help keep your family warm and dry, just like we have for generations. So if you need Sheriff Goslin, remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all.
Quality work since 1906, Sheriff Goslin Roofing, worryfreeroof.com.
Ask Salty Pete, what's the best part of being a pirate? Hello? It's all the buried treasure.
I've been following this here treasure map all day. Time to dig. Oh, I once knew a lesson old trolley was... Arr!
You just hit a power line.
Contact Indiana 811 at least 2 working days before picking up a shovel. It's the only way to dig. Learn more at 811.safedigindiana.com. Sponsored by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission and aired by this station.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. In for Steve, it's WMUN's Brett Busby on Delaware County Today.
We've heard a lot about Police Week, and we've talked a lot about medical this morning. I do have another story coming up on the Dean's List about medical that I think is, they always have great feel-good stories on the Dean's List, and that's certainly no exception today, a story involving medical. So we're going to hear about that here as we get ready to head towards the door. But first of all, this on the Dean's List.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A nurse and her former patient reuniting over 2 decades later in Grand Rapids, Michigan, makes today's Dean's List. Isabella Van Klompenberg recently graduated from nursing school at Davenport University. The woman who helped her celebrate was Sarah Longest, the neonatal intensive care nurse who cared for Isabella when she was born prematurely 22 years ago. Isabella weighed at just over 2 pounds September 30th, 2001, and for 42 days, she was cared for in the NICU by Sarah before she could go home. And now, all these years later, Isabella is becoming a nurse. The pinning ceremony is a tradition for nursing graduates, and it was made even more special with Sarah, who was about the same age Isabella is when she graduated. A full circle moment as the nurse who cared for a small baby gets to see her enter the same profession she knows and loves, and hopefully will help other babies get a chance at life. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Thank you very much, Janice. You know, I was pondering some other thoughts during that good story. I was reviewing our communications with Steve Lindell. I remember him saying that on the last leg of his flight, his pilot's name was Nancy, and he felt like that was a good omen because that's the same name as his lovely wife. So Nancy was not only his guiding light at home, but was his guiding pilot on the way into Arua, Uganda. So we'll hear stories from Steve as the week progresses this week and next. We have a lot of great things in store for you in the coming days. As I mentioned, 5th District Congressman Greg Pence is going to be the, or 6th District is going to be the guest on Monday. State Representative Sue Arrington talks about the upcoming legislative session with us on Tuesday. Then on Thursday, Congresswoman Victoria Spartz and talking about leadership, President Jeffrey Mearns of Ball State University will be with us on Thursday as well. So a lot of other things lined up as far as getting to know your community and the things going on in it. You know your community very well. I'm getting to know it. That's one of the benefits of my getting to set in as guest host for Steve Lindell. Corn Fed Bowling Fundraiser. Put that on your calendar for this Saturday. Debbie and Ivy were in here with me yesterday morning talking about the importance of this. It's a chance to have fun. It's an 8, 9, 10 strike game. In other words, if you get 8, 9, or 10 pins knocked down, it's considered a strike. And that's Saturday, May the 18th from 7 to 10 p.m. It's going to be at Muncie Lanes, 601 East 26th Street in Muncie. 4-person teams, it's $60 entry per team. That's only, what, 15 per person. And that includes your shoe rental as well. You can be a lane sponsor for $25 and get the name of your business as well. A lot of fun. Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. at Muncie Lanes. Get a group together and take part in that for Corn Fed Roller Derby fundraising. Friends, that brings us to the close of today's show. It always goes so quickly, and I enjoy knowing that maybe you've learned something from what we have to offer here. More tomorrow here on Delaware County Today as we wrap up the week. Maybe more from Steve. Who knows? We'll see how his schedule goes. But I promise you, there'll be something you didn't know that you'll walk away from tomorrow's show learning. In the meantime, be kind to each other. Thanks to Emily Guffey for her great job of producing and to Sheriff Tony Skinner for coming in today. I'm Brett Busby.